All right, folks, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 show. Joe and I have gone on a remote location to probably the world's most famous coffee shop. What do you think, Joe?
I think we're outside. Shouldn't we go inside?
Well, you know, New Yorkers are not very friendly sometimes, and they haven't let us inside yet. I'm just waiting for Jennifer Aniston to show up.
Oh, all right. Is she buying?
I don't care if she's buying or not.
I care.
No. Joe likes his coffee as toxic as can be, so we're hoping this place has some pretty good coffee. We'll see. So, going to go ahead and dive into the headlines for this week. Joe, are you familiar with the TV show Saved by the Bell?
I am.
You watch out with your kids every once in a while? 90s classic? Probably not. You know what it is when I say
it. I knew
it.
What it was, though. I did watch a few of those shows. I liked it.
All right, so here we go. On June 14th, a motorist named Kevin Bacon was on his phone using an internet search engine to search for a specific episode of the 1990s television sitcom Saved by the Bell. He suddenly swiped a Vermont police car that had stopped to aid the driver of a disabled vehicle. According to Vermont State Police, the 55-year-old Bacon subject was driving a 2016 Chevrolet Spark when he struck a Thetford Police Department cruiser around 3:45 p.m.
Oops.
The driver of the squad car was aiding a motorist in a breakdown lane who had called for police assistance due to the dangers of passing traffic. After striking the police car, Bacon continued to drive on for a short distance, then stopped his vehicle before fleeing the scene of the crash. Bacon was apprehended about a mile from the crash scene. A subsequent state police investigation found that Bacon was looking down at his cell phone at the time of the crash, as well as several minutes beforehand, and he never saw the disabled vehicle or marked police cruiser. The patrolman and stranded motorist were not injured when the cop car was sideswiped from the rear by Bacon's vehicle. Investigators determined that Bacon was using his phone to surf the internet for a specific episode of the 90s television sitcom Saved by the Bell while he was driving. The episode in question was Screech's Spaghetti Sauce, which aired during the NBC's program's fifth season. State police officials did not indicate why that episode was of such interest to Bacon. According to IMDb, do you know what IMDb is?
No.
So it's Internet Movie Database. We're getting a little off the article here, but that's like when you and I start talking about TV shows and movies, that's automatically what I go to, because if you type in, say, Kevin Bacon, it brings up his entire history, his filmography, anything he's directed, anything he's voice acted in. It's all there. It's pretty cool, sort of little app.
But now, this wasn't the Kevin Bacon.
No. We'll put his picture up there for you guys. But
there was, so Bacon in the rear?
This is Kevin Bacon right here. Doesn't really look like he'd be in the right age demographic to be a Saved by the Bell fan, so... As seen in the above mugshot, Bacon was arrested for gross negligent operation of a vehicle and leaving the scene of a crash. He was also issued a traffic citation for texting while driving. All right, moving on to an exotic new beer. This one happens to be made with roasted bull testicles and apparently is delicious.
Apparently, I'll never try it.
Testicle spike beer? Yes, that totally exists, and people think it's delicious. What initially began as an April Fool's Day prank for Wincoop Brewing Company in Denver actually turned out to be a fan favorite. Back in 2012, Wincoop tried to be funny by creating an April Fool's Day video announcing their new beer called Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. This referenced the classic Western snack of fried bull testicles. I can't say as I've ever tried fried bull testicles. Yes, apparently people like to snack on a plate full of bull testes for some reason. So instead of getting gross reactions from beer fanatics, they respond rather enthusiastically. Even though the concept was supposed to be a joke, Wincoop decided to keep attention going by keeping their customers happy and by actually brewing a beer. So beer nerds rejoice. They've crafted this beer out of roasted bull testicles.
Whew. No.
I mean, it's not that cheap beer you liked in Wisconsin all those years ago.
Well. I wonder if they still, anybody listening from Wisconsin, do they still make Kingsbury beer? I just need to know that.
Give Joe a shout out if they still make Kingsbury beer.
I want to hear.
Good news, Joe. Good news.
What?
New survey finds women prefer a dad bod over six-pack abs. Here's how it breaks down. 65% say
let's hear.
65% of the women say the dad bod is attractive. 61% said men with dad bods are sexy, and 51% said the dad bod is, in fact, the new six-pack. Another study finding in the study is that 80% of men now say they're very happy with their physique. So I guess all those guys killing in them gyms, it's not what the ladies like anymore.
Who the hell did they pull for this? Bullshit. Nobody believes that. They pulled, you know what they did? They pulled a bunch of men our age. and asked what we thought was most attractive. That has to be it.
Well, it's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
It's got to be.
Gosh, you're so negative.
I'm so sorry. Maybe if I had my coffee.
McDonald's story of the week. Customer in a wheelchair fires taser at McDonald's employee in Detroit. A woman in a wheelchair fired a taser at a McDonald's employee in Detroit on Thursday after complaining about poor service. After ordering her food at 5 p.m., the customer pulled out a taser gun and pointed it at the cashier, saying she was rude and the order was taking too long. The taser missed the employee, who was not injured, and later insisted she was polite. When Wayne State University police arrived minutes later, the customer was still outraged and began yelling at officers. Police eventually calmed her down without further incident. The PD confiscated the taser, according to Chief Anthony Holt. The customer could be charged with felonious assault, according to the chief. So, you know, we've discussed before maybe a little bit of rage at fast food places for poor service or things being messed up. Pulled out a taser. She missed.
Well, you know what? At least there was somebody behind the counter. She didn't have a kiosk with poop on it.
Yeah, poop-infested kiosk. That's a whole new level of anger right there. I don't know. An Amish man in Jefferson County got behind the wheel of his neighbor's car and took a ride to a nearby bar.
I didn't think they drove.
Officers with the Punxsutawney Borough Police Department were on patrol at 11:58 a.m.
Isn't that where Phil the...
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
They were on patrol at 11:58 a.m. Saturday when they came upon a dark gray Nissan Rogue in a parking lot of a restaurant / bar on West Mahoning Street in the borough. The officers also noted the vehicle's hood was dislodged, the back passenger side fender was scratched and bent, and there was visible grass and mud debris on the vehicle. Officers spoke with the bartender, who pointed out that 21-year-old Jacob Byler may have been the driver of the vehicle. When confronted by officers outside the establishment, he told officers he could not lie and that he took the car. Byler then went on to tell officers he went to his neighbor's house to get a ride into town, but decided to take his neighbor's car when he saw the keys inside. He also said that during the trip, he lost control of the vehicle and hit an embankment near the residence on Porter Road.
Oops.
Byler then said he continued driving and stopped at a gas station in town to fill up before going to the bar.
That was nice of him.
He's being charged with theft by unlawful taking, receiving stolen property, and an unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
So he cannot tell a lie, but he can steal a car.
Well, he was nice enough to fill up the tank.
He did fill up didn't he abuse the vehicle, too? Was he already drunk? Or he just couldn't drive very well.
This was like at 11:30 in the morning when they found him. So.
Well, my question still stands. Was he already drunk?
Apparently.
Well, then there you go. But he can't lie. Everything else is okay, though.
Gotta live a little. I'm out of Sacramento, California.
Here's California. We're just talking about this.
California appeals court said it's legal to have small amounts of marijuana in prison, so as long as inmates do not inhale.
You know, I read this, and I think it says they can't chew it either, but you can have it as a decoration.
Yes, this article goes on and talks nonsense for a while, so I'm not going to get into that, but basically they can be in possession of it, but they cannot consume it in any way. So, California.
Only California would, you know, I wouldn't be... If someone said, you know what, with this global warming, the water's rising, it's going to swallow California, can't say I'd be sad. It's too bad because it's a beautiful state. It's too bad there's so many jacked up people there.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. That is one screwed up state.
They are, you know, maybe they just need to become a country of their own.
They've talked about that. And it's like, yes, please because you're dragging the whole rest of the country down with you.
Yeah.
There's so many silly... sorry. I didn't have my coffee yet.
That's right. Come on. Gunther. Gunther's the guy that runs the bar in here. Gunther. Got the white hair. Out of Walhalla, South Carolina, a 25-year-old woman was arrested after police say they caught her driving Power Wheels toy truck along a North Church Street, reportedly only a mile from her house. The Walhalla PD confirmed she was actually intoxicated behind the wheel of the Power Wheel.
Shocking.
They responded to a suspicious person's call and discovered Megan Holman driving the toy truck down the road. Walhalla police could not confirm where she was headed, but did confirm she was around a mile from her house, so she was believed to be coming back from somewhere. She was charged with public intoxication, but according to the police chief's statement.
She looks very young.
Yeah, 25 years old.
25, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of unique... public intoxications. I don't think I've ever seen somebody driving down the road in a power wheel before. That'd be a new one.
We'll give you something to look forward to. He doesn't look... He looks rough. Wow.
Out of Smith Grove, Kentucky, police in Kentucky arrested a man accused of driving his horse-drawn buggy while under the influence. They pulled him over after he sideswiped a car with a buggy. Reuben Andy Yoder, 34, was in the buggy with his wife and seven children. My God, somebody's got more kids than me.
It's only seven, not 7,000.
WNKY reports that Yoder at first claimed one of his children was driving, but they said he was... The kids turned on him and said he was the driver. The children ranged in age from 9 months to 12 years old.
Well, so he can lie.
Yoder filled a sobriety test and then refused a blood test at the hospital. Police would then transport him to jail.
What happens when... What if they didn't... What if they refused everything? Are they just considered drunk?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can prove and sign, you have probable cause to and prove signs of impairment, you're basically you could take it. Depending on the circumstance, like, you know, he could probably go to jail based on the signs of impairment, and then you can still get a search warrant for somebody's blood if to try and prove it. So,
but does that take time? Is it?
Yeah, it does take time. So, and everybody is different, you know. I mean, we don't. There, you know, bigger cities even have like what they would call like a night court where you could just go in front of a judge on.
I've seen that show.
Right, there was an old show back in the 80s, I think, called Night Court. So, obviously, we don't have that here, so it's a matter of, you know, calling a prosecutor and waking them up, and then that prosecutor calling a judge and waking them up, and then getting...
So, here it can almost be a little bit of a loophole.
Yeah, so...
Not trying to get people to do that, I'm just saying.
Sticking with some... we got a lot of drug and alcohol things going on this week. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska State Patrol said a drone landed near the Lincoln Correctional Facility in February. An inmate brought it to the attention of correction staff, and upon investigation, they found a package containing tobacco and marijuana.
As long as they don't ingest it in any way, it's okay.
This is in Nebraska. This is in Nebraska. The NSP said they've arrested 37-year-old Robert Kinzer of Lincoln for possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. They were able to trace the drone to Kinzer through examination of images, data, and fingerprints found on and within the drone. NSP said that it was equipped with an automatic landing function, which was triggered when it flew into restricted airspace, such as being around a prison. Kinzer was arrested yesterday and taken to the Lancaster County Jail. He was also referred to the Federal Aviation Administration for flying the drone in restricted airspace.
Sorry, I think the man's a genius.
Obviously not, because he got caught.
Well, he got caught. That's where he screwed up. But that's pretty clever. And why did the guy narc him out? It wasn't hurting him.
One more story before we head to our favorite state, Joe, out of Connecticut. Researchers say that dodgeball is more than a game. It's legalized bullying. That's right. Most people would call dodgeball a harmless playground activity, but a team of Canadian researchers argue that the game is a tool of oppression that can unfairly target students perceived as weaker individuals.
I think that was on the movie Dodgeball, wasn't it?
They claim dodgeball, which requires players to eliminate their opponents by hitting them with rubber balls, teaches students to dehumanize each other and creates unsafe conditions in school.
It makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Dodgeball is the only game where the human is the target. So I guess football players don't actually hit each other.
No, they're going for just
boxers
for the ball.
Don't punch each other. Wrestlers don't take each other down.
No, it's the only sport.
I'm not even going to get in any farther than that because...
They just pissed you off, didn't they?
That doesn't even make any sense.
They're ridiculous. They're rubber balls. Nobody's getting hurt.
Grow some backbone, Canada. Hell,
you're very passionate about this.
Hockey is the most popular sport in Canada. You tell me those guys don't beat the hell out of each other.
They're going after a puck. You know, that's it.
They attack each other. What other sport can you besides boxing, where you can actually watch people punch in the face and watch the official just back away? None of them. Canada.
I don't understand.
And you're worried about a rubber ball hitting some kid in the jubblies or the face?
But that rock hard puck coming at you at 90 miles an hour, it's okay.
That's why I don't have any damn teeth.
Get hooked in the neck. That's all right, but
break.
But not the rubber ball.
You know, they've actually changed the rubber balls. They're not anywhere near as big as they used to be, and they're a lot smaller. And
that would hurt more, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
The small ones? Because my hand's only this big. I could only throw the big one so hard.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. And I feel like, because I had played with a group of kids, I think it was last year, the junior high here in our community did it before, like ice step testing or something like that as a way to kind of...
Relax a little bit before they take the test, right? I used to just get drunk.
They called in the police department to help out with, you know, let's throw the balls at the cops, you know. They thought it'd be fun. And They don't hurt when they hit you. I'm not even sure that they're rubber, so they don't travel very well. They're not heavy like the rubber balls.
Oh, are they styrofoam now or
something? They weren't styrofoam. I'm not sure.
Nerf?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of dumb, so I was disappointed. I was ready for a nice weld. I hadn't had it. So, all right, that's what we got. It's time for us to go to cool. This week in Florida. Aruba, Jamaica, all right, folks, welcome to another week of This Week in Florida. Beautiful ocean here in the background here today. Let's see what kind of craziness is going on in the down there in Florida. That... what?
No, nothing. Let me guess. Let me guess what's coming up first.
Florida man steals pool floats for sex instead of raping women. That's right.
What?
Out of Brevard County, Florida, a Florida man has been arrested and charged after the Palm Bay Police Department said he stole pool floats for sex instead of raping women. Authorities stopped Christopher Monin, 35, on his bike around 1:25 a.m. Thursday as a suspicious person. Authorities say Monin was carrying a white garbage bag full of deflated pool floats. According to officials, in the past 7 months, the city of Palm Bay has been plagued with burglaries in which the suspect cuts the screen and enters the pool victim's pool area, stealing only the pool floats. 13 reports have been made during this time frame. The victim stated that they had been robbed several times by Monin, but only reported the burglary after the second or third time it happened. Monin spoke with authorities and said he went into the backyard pool area because he was able to see the floats from the road. He added they had stolen several pool floats from multiple locations when he'd occasionally have to cut the screen to get inside. Monin drove officers to the vacant house where he keeps his pool floats. Officials say there were approximately 75 floats inside, including some that the victims had described. Monin told authorities that he sexually gratifies himself with the pool floats instead of raping women. The victim in this case chose to pursue charges and stated that she had been a burglary victim on two other occasions. She told officials that her screen was cut in order to open the lock she had secured the night before. Monin is being charged with occupied residential burglary, petite theft, and criminal mischief. His bond is set at only $500.
All right. So the city has been plagued by these thefts.
Yeah.
This is their biggest problem. Just from doing this Florida segment for such a small time, short time, I know that they should have bigger problems than that. So he escaped on a bike. So he's escaped on a bike. He volunteered the information that he said, well, I'm stealing these pool floats, but luckily it's because... otherwise, I'd be raping women. This is what he tells the police.
This is what he tells police, yeah.
And now they're telling him not to do that, but a $500 fine is all he got, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now he's been told not to steal those, which means... now, okay, and then what happened to all these 75 pool floats? Where are they now? Did people want them back?
One would hope not. One would hope not.
No, those are all my questions.
Most people would
story.
Say, lock your doors, lock your windows, save your women and your children. Apparently in Florida, you got to lock your doors and your windows to save your pool floats. I don't know.
And they're all screens that they're locking. Yeah. I think it's funny when you lock a screen. I just think, why not save your screen? How much did that cost her to fix the screen?
Yeah.
She should have just left the damn thing open.
Florida man 62 strips, performs strange dance at McDonald's, then tries to impregnate a railing with inside the store. As diners at a McDonald's in Florida enjoyed the Big Macs, a 62-year-old man removed his clothes and performed a strange dance before apparently trying to have relations with the railing inside the store.
So he tried to impregnate it.
I guess.
You think there was soft music in the background?
You know, one guy likes pool floats, another guy likes railings. I don't know.
You think he put some candles there?
Investigators say that John Morgan was arrested Sunday after his impromptu 7:30 p.m. performance at the restaurant in Collier County. He was charged with trespassing and was booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor count. He is scheduled for arraignment on July 3rd. The deputies were dispatched to the McDonald's due to a report of a male taking off his clothes and doing a strange dance, possibly on drugs. The 911 caller also reported that it looked as though the male was trying to have relations with the railing inside the store.
So he's... I wonder who decided he was trying to get it pregnant. You think he admitted that? You think he's cousins with the other guy?
Could be.
That seems... but why were you humping that railing? I wanted to have my baby.
Out of Dundee, Florida, authorities say a Florida man did not want to show up for a shift at his local Hardee's restaurant, so he instead called 911 and reported that he had just been robbed. WFTS-TV reports that 32-year-old Brian Anderson of Dundee told dispatchers Tuesday that two gun-carrying men took his necklace, money, and his phone before jumping into a car and driving away. Polk County Sheriff's deputies went to the scene and quickly realized that a robbery had never taken place. In a Facebook post, the police agency said Anderson confessed, adding that on the bright side, he did not have to go to his 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's. Anderson is being charged with misuse of 911 and knowingly giving false information to law enforcement.
And he shall never have to go to his shift at Hardee's, I guess.
You know, a lot of those places have a hard time getting employees, so maybe they'll...
I bet they will. I bet they'll let him stay on there. Oh, it's okay. So how did he call 911 since his phone was stolen?
He doesn't say. I don't know if he went into...
You think he knocked on somebody's door?
Maybe. I don't know.
He went to Hardee's to report it?
Yeah. I just got robbed. Can I use the phone? Here's one that'll make you squirm a little bit. Florida woman squeezed her boyfriend's genitals until they bled during the course of a heated argument. Katie Lee Pitchford, age 21, and her boyfriend of 3 years got into an argument after he found text messages on her phone showing that she was setting up a date with an old friend. Pitchford became enraged during the argument, assaulting her boyfriend. Along with hitting him, she scratched his face and grabbed him by his testicles. The incident took place in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, according to the report. Police report stated that Pitchford became enraged as the pair fought, and she would go on to assault her boyfriend. She punched him and hit him with a brush. She also scratched his face, choked him, and grabbed him by the balls, squeezing his genitals until they bled, according to the statement. A local law enforcement responded to a call from the victim that said an assault had taken place. When officers arrived, they found the victim with his face bloodied and bruises all over. Pitchford claimed that she was fighting with her boyfriend because she wanted to go on a date with another person. She stated that her boyfriend discovered the text messages and discussing the date, and he became jealous. However, Pitchford said that the confrontation was not physical, only verbal. Her boyfriend claimed that she attacked him while he was sleeping, grabbing him by the genitals and squeezing. He said that she beat him with her fist and scratched the left side of his face, as well as grabbed him by the throat and started choking him. The victim said he did not strike back, instead only trying to block her. He managed to control her arms and then escape, which time he called for police assistance. Pitchford was arrested on June 4th for battery. She's also accused of violating her probation. Pitchford has prior arrests, both in October and November of 2017, for resisting law enforcement with violence. She's being held without bond and is scheduled to appear in court on June 25th. While she wanted to apologize to the victim, a Brevard County judge also ordered her not to have any contact. There's her mugshots. I mean, she doesn't look even a little bit disturbed by the fact that she's been in jail here. She actually looks
She was being held without bond for this.
Yeah.
Isn't that hefty? Is it... That doesn't seem normal.
I mean, so, I'd be okay with it if she made my testicle.
Oh, no. I'm not saying, but I'm just kind of surprised. And she's 21. Well, she's been in trouble before. Okay, so they were fighting. Okay, she seems to not understand why her boyfriend, apparently live-in boyfriend, is upset that she's setting up a date with somebody else. So that's a little odd. And they have this big altercation, but... Then he said he was sleeping when she did all this stuff. So one was the altercation. Then obviously this chick's deranged. So they have a fight. He said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and take a nap now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. And then I have a lot of questions about this, don't I? Okay. So then he called 911, or he just called the police.
Yeah.
So how'd that go? Hi. My girlfriend beat me up. Can you come help me? I'd imagine it went something like
That's
that.
That's a really, really bad day. So, yeah, she's locked up waiting her arraignment in front of a judge. So I put her picture up there. If you guys are in Florida, do not look up
that chick. Don't date this chick.
Bad news. All right, last Florida story for the week before we go on to that dreaded Bean Boozled challenge to the rubber match today. See who gets it here. Probably going to be both of us. So let's keep going. Man denies owning cocaine located on his nose. On June 10th,
Wait! Read that again. I want to hear that one more
Man
time.
Man denies owning the cocaine located on his nose.
I don't know where that came from. I don't know.
June
it's
10th,
not mine.
A Florida man who had cocaine on his nose when the vehicle he was traveling in was stopped by police told the arresting officers that the drug was not his.
Buttafuoco
Jimenez, 20, was a passenger in a car that was pulled over Sunday during a traffic stop at 3:45 a.m. in Tampa. When Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputy approached the automobile, The female cop immediately noticed Jimenez had a white powdery substance on his nose that she recognized to be powdered cocaine. Jimenez's nose was then swabbed by police, and a field test returned positive result for the presence of cocaine.
Wait, can you do that? You can swab somebody's nose for cocaine?
Oh, it's evidence.
It's different in Florida, I think, than it is a regular world. But okay, go ahead.
As seen above, deputies photographed Jimenez and his nose during a traffic. You can kind of, I'll put it
up
there.
Yeah, you can see it.
Looks like he needs to trim his nose hairs a little bit, too. He's got some danglers there. search of Jimenez's shoes yielded a small bag of cocaine, while police also seized a backpack containing 250 grams of marijuana.
Is that a lot?
13 Xanax pills, as seen below. Yeah, I mean, there's this bag.
Oh, okay, right there. Wow. I don't know what a gram of pot would look like.
Jimenez is also facing probation violation charges in connection with his conviction last year on cocaine and marijuana charges. After pleading guilty to 3 felonies, Jimenez was sentenced in November to 2 years probation in order to perform 50 hours of community service. Jimenez was arrested last August following a traffic stop in Tampa. Cops at that time found 11 bags of pot and 4 bags of cocaine in his backpack inside his 2009 Honda Accord. He was alone in the car at the time. It probably wasn't his at that time either.
Wouldn't you think you'd drive something a little better?
Well, yeah. He's obviously got some money, so apparently
he... Well, he obviously uses what he's selling, but it wasn't his.
It wasn't his. You know, you get this. These aren't my pants. These aren't my shoes. But holy cow, you got the powder on your nose. That ain't mine.
I would love to.
We're gonna do a skit on that with a powdered donut.
You're gonna have to. You have to have it go. Hey, did you take my powdered donut? I brought mine.
coming at you next week.
That's nuts. I would love to be in the car with you sometime and just watch what you guys go through.
All right, folks. Well, that's all the news this week in Florida. Get ready for week 3 of that dreaded Bean Boozled Challenge. All right, folks. Welcome to week 3 of the dreaded Bean Boozled Challenge. Joe won week 1. I won week 2.
I didn't really lose week 2, though. It was only canned dog food.
I mean, it's like normal stuff that he eats during breakfast time.
I eat that crap all the time. It's all right.
Technically, he lost week 2. So we're hoping this is the rubber match and we don't have to do this crap anymore.
Oh, no. We have to do this every week. No. There's a lot of them in there if you don't throw them all over the floor again.
Well, you could probably use them as rat poison or in, I don't know.
No, stick this
some
is
into,
fun.
Stick some into Kathy's stuff that she cooks and see what kind of...
I'll tell you, I'll bet one fish one and I'll never want to play again.
Exactly. You eat that. You eat that and tell me how.
Yeah, that might change my mind.
All right, you going first or second?
I like going first.
Okay.
I guess I can look at it because I don't know what any of them are anyway. It's plain yellow. Must be good. I bet it's banana.
Okay.
Are we ready? Here we go. Banana. I know it's banana. It's a banana jelly bean. It's still gross, but it's not one of the bad ones. It's buttered popcorn, isn't it?
Damn it.
But you know what? If you don't know what it is when you take a bite...
It smells like buttered popcorn.
Yeah, it really tastes like it. But if you don't know what it is, you take a bite, that first bite, you're going, shit, what is this? But I'm good. This has some. Okay.
If I get something gross...
Okay. I'm sure it's fine. Might want to have that water ready if it's not what it should be. Is it peach?
I'm gonna throw up.
In case you're wondering what that was, it was barf. his barf twice. That was beautiful. I don't know if we should play anymore. I feel like I won. Hey, Lee, how's it going?
We are never doing that again.
I kind of want to get a nasty one to see if I have the reaction that Lee does, or if being old has dulled all my senses and I can just get rid of it. You should have seen the look on your face. Can you pan closer to your face?
How do you even replicate that?
It's got to be real barf. You know, people are just randomly throwing up in a bucket or something. Let's make jelly beans out of this. That was better than the fish.
I'm never doing
it again. You got physically ill from that. Tell you what, I'll do it every week. And you don't have to do it. I almost want the experience.
Okay. Well, I'm tapping out after that, after the dead fish and apparently vomit.
Yeah, I think you got the two worst ones there are. Our flavors are stink bug. I wouldn't even know if I took a bite what the hell that would taste like. Dirty dishwater. That's not a big deal. I'd eat that. Toothpaste. We eat that anyway. Rotten egg. That was the other option I would have had. I've had that. Barf, which is what you just had. Canned dog food, which isn't bad at all. Spoiled milk. I was a little afraid of that one. A booger. I don't know. Stinky socks. How did they do that?
I don't know.
And dead fish. So you got the two worst ones there are. Well, the spoiled milk would have to be up there.
Okay, well.
Priceless. Absolutely priceless. I'll talk them into it. We'll do it again.
No. Appreciate you guys sticking with us. I hope.
Can you still taste it?
He will pay for this. Mark my words, he will pay. All right, thanks for sticking with us, folks. We got a couple remote location ideas and we're going to be working on here probably within the next week or two to throw some different things out besides our typical news stories. So stay tuned for that. And we're talking about doing some skits again here since you guys kind of like that. So
I'm excited about the skits.
We're going to start mixing some things up here. So appreciate you guys sticking with us and we'll see you soon. See you next week.
See you later.